You learn fast that accidents do not announce themselves. They wait for the moment you relax your guard. A quick cut across a board. A fast grind on metal. A drill jump you did not expect. It takes less than 1 second for a routine task to turn into a trip to the emergency room. You hear the stories on job sites and in garages. A man who lost vision because he thought the cut was simple. A worker who believed his hearing would recover after one loud shift. A homeowner who trusted an old tool with a frayed cord. Each of them thought they were safe until they were not. You stand at the edge of your own choices. Gloves on or off. Goggles tightened or hanging around your neck. Or protection ready or forgotten on a bench. The risk grows in the space between what you know and what you actually do. If you want to avoid the injuries they talk about in low voices, you start with discipline. You treat safety as the first tool you pick up. Chapter 1. Personal Protection Gear. You start with the hazards around you. You scan the room, the job site, or the corner of your home workshop. You look at sharp edges, moving parts, falling risks, flying fragments. You take time to know what you are up against before you touch anything. This becomes your first habit. You do it every time, even when the job looks small. You are building discipline, and discipline saves you from the stakes you never see coming. You look at your hands next. They will handle heat, metal, splinters, wire, and vibration. You choose gloves that match the task. You test the grip by flexing your fingers. You feel the texture of the palms. You check that they fit without extra material bunching up. Loose gloves catch on moving parts. Gloves that are too thin tear fast. You wear gloves that let you hold a tool firmly without slipping. Heat resistance matters when you handle materials that warm up under friction. You do not guess. You read the rating. You know what the glove can do. The next priority is your eyes. You do not trust basic eye shields for jobs that demand impact protection. You choose goggles that are rated for high impact. You check the seal around the eyes. Dust can slip through weak edges. You look at the lenses for scratches that could distort your view. Clear vision keeps your cuts straight and your judgment clean. You keep the goggles close and put them on before sparks fly or debris lifts. You do not wait until halfway through the job. You cover your eyes early and keep them covered. You move to your ears. Noise damage happens slowly. You do not feel it until it is too late. You learn the exposure thresholds for the tools you use. A saw, a grinder, a nailer. Each one delivers sound levels that can harm you within minutes. You check if the environment echoes the noise. Concrete walls and metal surfaces bounce sound back at you. This raises the risk. You choose earplugs or earmuffs that seal well and stay in place without constant adjustment. You understand that hearing loss does not heal. You guard it now. You consider your feet. You know heavy materials can fall. Tools can slip out of hands. Sharp debris lands where you least expect it. You wear steel-toe boots that fit your foot shape. You check the tread for grip. A clean floor can become slick when dust settles. Stability prevents sudden slips that pull you into danger. You lace your boots fully. Half-tied boots slow you down and increase the risk of tripping near a warning tool. Your clothing matters more than people think. You do not wear loose sleeves or oversized shirts. They catch in rotating parts with no warning. You choose fitted clothing that stays close to your body. You avoid dangling jewelry or items that swing. you keep your pockets clear of objects that could fall out when you bend over a workpiece. You move freely, but safely. You do not give hazards anything to grab. Once you gather your gear, you check it all again. You look for cracks in goggles, worn straps on earmuffs, tears in gloves. You handle each piece like it is essential. Because it is. You store your PPE in a clean, dry space where you can reach it easily. If you bury it under tools or scrap, you will skip it when you are in a rush. Accessibility protects you from your own impatience. You think about the habits that shape your safety. Do you put gear on every time, or only when the job looks dangerous? Do you skip goggles when you think a cut is quick? Do you ignore ear protection because the job is short? These small choices create big risks. Injuries arrive through moments when you let routine turn into carelessness. You build a system to avoid that. You make PPE the first step before any tool touches your hand. You do not let exceptions creep in. You let others see the discipline. On a job site, you become the worker who always gears up. At home, you become the person who treats even small tasks with respect. You are not scared. You are responsible. You understand that safety habits are the difference between a completed job and a preventable injury. You finish by checking your storage again. You place gloves, goggles, and ear protection where you can grab them fast. You wipe down dust. You replace anything worn. You maintain your gear with the same care you give your tools. You know that equipment fails when you ignore it. You commit to keeping it ready for every task that comes next. You step back and review the space once more. You know what hazards are present. You know what gear you need. You have chosen equipment that protects your hands, eyes, ears, and feet. You have controlled the risks that most people underestimate. You feel the pressure ease because you have done the work. You are ready for the next stage. You are prepared to handle power tools without gambling your safety. You exit this chapter with one clear truth. If you cannot commit to wearing the right gear, you are not ready for the work. Chapter 2. Safe use of power tools. You approach a power tool with respect. You know that the margin for error is thin. You start with inspection. You hold the tool in your hands before it is plugged in or powered. You look at the cord for cuts or compression marks. You run your fingers along the insulation to feel for weak points. You check the plug for heat discoloration. You do the same for battery packs. You confirm the case is not cracked. A damaged battery can swell, leak, or ignite. You never assume a good charge means a safe battery. You trust inspection, not guesswork. You look at the guards. They must be in place before you switch anything on. You move them gently to confirm they slide and close without sticking. You look for missing skulls. You check that the guard covers the blade or bit until the tool is fully engaged with the material. You do not remove a guard to make a cut easier. You keep it on, even when you think you know better. Injuries happen fast when protection is stripped away. You check the vents. Dust buildup leads to overheating. You use a brush or compressed air to clear debris. You inspect the switch. You slide it on and off while the tool is unplugged. A sticky switch can trap you in a dangerous moment. You check the trigger for smooth travel. You test the safety lock. You do this every time because you know tools fail when they are not examined. You set your workspace with intention. You remove clutter from the floor and the bench. You want nothing that can catch your cord or limit your movement. You position lights, to hit the work surface clearly. Shadows hide mistakes. Dim corners create misjudgments. You sweep dust from where you will stand. Even a small layer of sawdust can shift your footing when torque hits your hands. You secure the material you will cut or drill. You use clamps when the piece can move. You understand that holding something by hand is not control. Vibration and torque can twist material out of your grip. A sudden shift pulls your arm toward the blade or bit. You reduce that risk by immobilizing the work. You take your time to set it properly. You prepare your stance. Stability is the base of safety. You plant your feet shoulder width apart. You keep weight centered. You do not lean into the tool. You let the tool come to the material instead of pushing your body forward. You know that overreaching blinds your judgment. It also puts your face and torso in the path of a slip. You keep your balance clean. You consider your grip. You hold the tool firmly but not tight. Too much tension reduces your reaction time. It also increases fatigue. Your grip controls torque. You keep both hands on the tool unless it is designed for single-hand use. If you feel the tool twist when the motor engages, you adjust your stance and grip before continuing. Control is the first line of safety. You never cross your body with a cut path. You keep the blade or bit angled away from your torso, legs, and free hand. You think about where the tool will go if it slips. You plan for the mistake, not for the perfect cut. This planning protects your body when the unexpected happens. You avoid blind reaches. You never put your hand behind a piece to guide it. You keep your hands visible and clear of moving edges. You stay conscious of where your fingers travel. You check your surroundings before each cut. A small movement out of sight can place your hand in danger the moment pressure shifts. You learn the motor sound. A healthy tool has a steady tone. If the pitch spikes or drops, something is wrong. You stop immediately. You unplug or remove the battery. You examine the blade or bit for damage. You clear debris from the workpiece. You never force the tool to continue under strain. Strain leads to kickback. Kickback puts you in the hospital. You let the tool reach full speed before it contacts material. You do not push it early. A half-speed blade jumps. A slow spinning bit grabs the surface. You wait for full rotation, then guide the tool with controlled pressure. You let the blade or bit do the work. Forcing the tool increases the chance of binding. Binding triggers recoil that can throw the tool back at you. You stay aware of your surroundings. You check for people behind you. You confirm no one is reaching across your workspace. You warn others before you start a loud tool so they do not walk into danger. On a job site, you communicate with coworkers. At home, you make sure children or pets are not near the area. Distraction is a hidden hazard. You follow shutdown steps with the same focus you used during operation. You turn the tool off. You wait for the blade or bit to stop completely before setting it down. You never place a moving tool on a bench. Vibrations make it walk. It can fall toward your feet or pull the cord off balance. You unplug the tool or remove the battery once it is stopped. You keep power separate until you are ready for the next cut. You acknowledge the importance of cool down. Heat builds inside motors, bits, and blades. You do not touch them immediately. You allow airflow. You avoid covering the tool with cloth while it cools. Heat trapped inside leads to long-term damage. You preserve the tool by respecting its limits. You finish the session by reviewing what went right and what felt off. You look at the work surface for signs of poor control. Burn marks, uneven cuts, ragged edges. These tell you where you pushed too hard or lost alignment. You read these signs without judgment. They are information you use to improve. By the end of this chapter, you understand one truth. A power tool does not forgive mistakes. It responds to your preparation, your grip, your stance, your inspection, and your discipline. Every choice you make determines how safely the job ends. You leave this chapter with pressure rising. You handled the tool for one session. The real test begins once you maintain it, day after day. Chapter 3. Long-term safety, care, and prevention. You learn quickly that safety is not a single moment. It is a system you maintain every day you work with tools. A clean cut and a steady grip mean nothing if the tool fails the next time you use it. You take responsibility for what happens after the job ends. This is where most people slip. They think the danger is over once the switch turns off. You know better. You understand that long-term safety begins the moment the tool cools down. You start with cleaning. You remove dust from vents and motors. Dust traps heat, and heat shortens the life of every tool you own. You brush off metal filings. You clear chips from saw housings. You knock debris from the footplate. You know that buildup creates friction, and friction creates risk. You clean carefully and with purpose. You move to storage. You never toss tools into a pile. You place them where cords will not kink or crush. You keep them away from moisture. You understand that humidity corrodes bits, blades, bearings, and contacts. You store batteries separately from the tool body. You keep them away from heat sources. You know a swollen battery is a warning you cannot ignore. You replace it at once. You inspect the cutting edges. You look at blades for warping. You run your finger along the teeth without pressing into them. You feel for chips or dullness. You know that a dull blade forces the motor to work harder. That strain leads to binding. Binding leads to kickback. Kickback injures hands, wrists, and faces. You treat a dull blade as a threat. You sharpen it or replace it before the next job. You check drill bits with the same attention. You hold them to the light. You look for tiny fractures near the tip. You confirm the edges stay sharp. You know a worn bit overheats fast. That heat transfers into the material and into your hands. You replace bits when they slow down or start to burn wood. You do not wait for failure. You act early. You study the cords. You look for areas where the insulation feels soft or thin. You check the strain relief near the plug. You understand that a damaged cord carries more danger than a damaged blade. A cut in the wrong place exposes live current. You do not tape over deep cuts. You replace the cord or retire the tool. You value your safety above sunk cost. You inspect the battery cases. You watch for discoloration or cracking. You look for residue near the seams. You check for heat spots that remain long after charging. These signs tell you the pack is breaking down. You do not gamble with a pack that may vent or ignite. You remove it from service and follow disposal rules. You treat battery health with the same seriousness as any moving part. You build a maintenance calendar. You track when blades were replaced. You track when vents were cleaned. You note when cords were checked. You log the age of each battery pack. You set intervals for full inspections based on how often you use the tools. You understand that memory fades under workload. A Witten system keeps you honest. You learn to listen for changes. A grind instead of a hum. A vibration that feels new. A startup that takes half a second longer. These shifts tell you the tool needs attention. You stop and inspect before continuing. You do not push through because you want to finish. You respect what the tool is telling you. You know the consequences of ignoring small warnings. You consider the long-term cost of carelessness. A worker who loses grip because a dull blade kicked back. A homeowner who suffered a shock because a cord had minor damage. A carpenter who spent months recovering from wrist injuries because a tool vibrated harder than it should have. These outcomes come from neglect, not bad luck. You refuse to follow their path. You step back and examine your habits. Are you cleaning tools after every use? Do you store them properly? Do you replace worn parts without delay? Do you inspect even when you feel tired? This reflection is uncomfortable, but it is necessary. You understand that your safety system is only as strong as your weakest habit. You rebuild discipline where gaps appear. You set a rule that the job is not done until the tools are cleaned, inspected, and stored. You do not let fatigue push you into shortcuts. You take pride in maintaining your tools. You know that a well-kept tool behaves predictably. Predictability prevents injuries. And you teach yourself to think beyond today. Safety failures often begin weeks or months before the incident. Corrosion develops slowly. Dull blades worsen over time. Frayed cords start small. Batteries break down quietly. You train yourself to look ahead. You act early. You prevent future risks instead of reacting to them. You end the chapter in a place of control. You understand how tools wear. You understand how maintenance protects you. You understand the cost of ignoring small signs. You know the pressure of staying disciplined. You accept it. You build a system that protects your hands, your eyes, your hearing, and your life. Your final truth is simple. Safety is not an accessory. Safety is a routine. Safety is the work you do before and after every cut, drill, grind, or fasten. You maintain it the same way you maintain your tools. With respect. With consistency. With no excuses. You set your tools in storage. You close the space with confidence. You walk away, knowing you built a system that lasts long after the power switches off.